ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नष्ट की। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 70, Texts 7, 8 and 9. Upasthaya karma uddhantam tarpayitva atmanakalaha देवामृषि पितृवृद्धानां विप्राणां अभयचर्यचात्मवान् उपस्थाय कर्म उद्धन्तम् तर्पायित्वा आत्मना कलह देवामृषि पितृवृद्धानां विप्राण अवचर्य चात्मवान् उपस्थाय कर्म उद्धन्तम् तर्पायित्वा आत्मना कला देवामृषि पितृवृद्धान् विप्राण अवचर्य चात्मवान् We are reading translation for Sloka 7, 8 and 9. Each day the Lord worshipped the rising sun and propitiated the demigod, sages and forefather, who are all his expansion. The self-possessed Lord would then carefully worship his elders and brahmanas. To those well-attired brahmanas he would offer herds of tame and peaceful cows with gold-plated horns and pearl necklaces. These cows were also dressed in fine clothes and the front of their hooves were plated with silver. providers of abundant milk. They had each given birth only once and were accompanied by their calves. Daily, the Lord gave many groups of 13,084 cows to the learned Brahmins together with linen, deer skin and sesame seed. Purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sridhar Swami quotes several Vedic scriptures to show that in context of Vedic ritual, a Badhava here refers to 13,084 cows. The word Badham Badham Dene Dene indicates that Lord Krishna would give the learned Brahmanas many such groups of cows on daily basis. Sridhar Swami further gives evidence that the casual practice for great saintly king in previous age was to give 107 such vadva or group of 13,084 cows. Thus, the total number of cows given in the sacrifice known as manchara is 14 lakh. The word alankratavya vipreva indicates that in Lord Krishna's kingdom, the Brahmanas were given nice clothes and ornaments and were thus well attired. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes with a striking and profound insight of these pastimes of Lord Krishna. The reader is strongly urged to study this book, which contains invaluable wealth of information and commentary on pastime described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Our humble attempt here can never equal the purity and skill of our great master. Still, as a service offered at his lotus feet, we are simply presenting the original Sanskrit text of 10th canto, word for word, meaning a clear translation and essential commentary. For the most part, based on statements of the great spiritual master in our line. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Vishakhanvitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I seek blessing from all seniors, more learned Vaishnav sitting here and listening. And I'm also grateful and thankful to His Grace Gaurang Priya Prabhu for giving me His slot so that I can be a part of an important meeting. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord are described. And from the Vedic mantra, what we learn, the Lord doesn't do anything. A very contradicting. Natasya karyam karanam chavidyate. When Lord doesn't do anything, then where is the question of the activities? So, in the previous chapter, what we learned from Krishna book also, that the Lord's activities are ananta. In fact, last Sunday, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning that ananta says, with his thousand mouths, if continuously keep speaking, then he will not be able to catch up with the activities of the Lord. Hari anant hari katha ananta kahi sunahi bahu vidhi sab santa. Tulsidas ji says, पुनी पुनी कितने हूँ सुने ही सुनाए जिय की प्यास बुझत ना बुझाए. Just on the Saturday, he just walks in, so I remember, he was, Brajbihari Prabhu was speaking on Saturday about this part of the sloka of Tulsi Ramayana. What a predicament and what a glorification of hearing. Bujat na bujaye. Very nice interpretation he gave. When we hear this pastime, hamari pyaas bujhti bhi hai aur bujhti bhi nahi hai. We want to hear more. The test of our advancement or enjoyment in spiritual life is how much we are eager to hear any or, whether we are relishing that pastime. And the Lord Himself has said in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyaktya deham punarjanma neti mameti. And so Arjuna. So, by hearing these pastimes, we get rid from the cycle of birth and death. And Lord's different activities, what do we get? What we get is, from bhaya to get we get nirbhaya. And from anxiety, we get ananda. And from agyan, we get gyan. And from moha, we get prem. And all those who have done this, and we have seen their activities on daily basis, that simply by hearing the pastime of the Lord, and following the instruction of the Acharya, they have perfected their life or advanced in Krishna consciousness. And it is not only that we are, initially we may do this out of our sadhana bhakti as a process, but later on the outcome is enjoyment. Machitta madgad prana bodhayanta parasparam kathyantasya mam nityam tusyanti cha ramyanti cha. While doing so, it is not an austerity, but you are enjoying. Every time, whoever is sitting here, I am guaranteeing that it is not unknown to them what is going to be spoken here. But still, as a part of our satna bhakti, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, and as a process, so that one day we realize and understand what is Ramyanti. And it cannot come without regularly hearing. So this is the special blessing of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to all the centers of this ISKCON, that we have this system of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. No matter, even if one person is sitting, for the speaker, it is the most beneficial. For the listener, it is a reminder. What we are looking for happiness, and Krishna, through His activities, is setting an example. In Bhagavad Gita, He only has suggested and guided Arjuna, yad yad acharati sreshta tad tad eva tarojana sa yat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Sreshta, whatever the sreshta people do, the common man follows. And who is sreshta than the Supreme Personality of Godhead? By His example, by His daily activities, He is teaching us. And in Krishna book, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada warns us that Krishna's activities is not to be imitated. Just take inspiration and follow. Not anusharan, anukaran. What His lifestyle. By these regulated practice, regulative life, what we will do? We will perfect our life. Janma sartha ki kare, kar paropakar. By our example, we will do something good for the society, family, and we will perfect our own life. This is the whole purpose of the divine activities of the Supreme Lord. Here, the Lord gets up early in the morning, rising sun, and worship the rising sun. And from our point of view, first of all, we have to get up, we have to rise to worship the rising sun. Perhaps only in this section, the Brahma Mahurat is criticized by the pure devotees of the Lord. You never hear something like this. Only a pure devotee is criticizing the Brahma Mahurat and perfecting the life, his, her life. The queens of the Lord is condemning that because of this Brahma Mahurat, our Lord will leave us and go. And unfortunately, our country has the largest young sports population. And unfortunately, because of technology, internet, mobiles, what's up and what's not, an alarming number of youngsters, not only on the weekend, on regular basis throughout the night, are awake. And where is the question of, on the contrary, I would say, they wind up their night around Brahma Mahurat. Very unfortunate state of affairs. So, is it a disappointing situation? No. Krishna has given us His lifestyle. Devotees are giving, sadhus, parampara has given us their lifestyle. So, by following their footstep, we can set some example. Janma sarthak. And they can witness that while doing so, these people are happier. And at some point of time, when they get realization, they may take this path. When we interact with our seniors, sometimes they wonder, I met 80-year-old and we were discussing something like this. And he spoke, kya kar sakte hain? Kuwe mein bhang padi hai. Now, to some people, what is this? But is there a deep meaning? This is the power of, this is the advantage of associating with elders. Krishna is talking here about the elders, Brahmana and forefather and also demigod. Kuwe mein bhang padi hai. You know, it's such a simple example. Your life is centered around your village. Local people. Right? Your local people. The entire water for the village is coming from the well. And if there is intoxication in the well, everybody is drinking that. So how can you blame anyone? What is in your hand that by your own example, by your own strong acharan, you can, the person will say, you can only take the person to the ved. Intoxication, bhang ka nasha utarne ke liye. You can take people to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. You can take Prabhu, that person to the all centers of Srila Prabhupada. That is the only cure. In your hand there is nothing. Otherwise, samay samay ki baat hai, ujad gaye hain vansh. Samay samay ki baat hai, ujad gaye hain vansh. Kyun Vrishwa ko Ravan hua aur Ugrasen ko Kansh? So if there was anything, Krishna, who is Ugrasen? And Ravan is coming, and dynasty of Brahmana. And Ugrasen, Krishna made him king of Dwarka, Mathura. Representative of the Lord. The king is the representative of the Lord. When there is nothing in our hand, we should not be disappointed, but by our acharan, by following the regulative principle, by the siddhanta given by the acharya, if that is our strength, that is in our hand. Krishna is worshipping here sages, forefather and elders. Throughout the Vedic literature, we hear the glories of the sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sarva satra koye. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoye. Now, Lanka is the place of forgetting Ram. Ayodhya is a place of remembering Krishna. And Kiskindha is a place where we all reside. Why? Because we have forgotten our promise, what we have given when we were in the womb of our mother. Please give me. That Sugriva-like mentality of getting engrossed in sense gratification. And we forget our promise. Then someone like Lakshman, sage or guru, who comes in our life and tells us, wake up. And this Kiskindha is a hell if we are not blessed by the sages. Krishna is regularly worshipping the sages. And in the mood of, we got to be. Now, His Holiness Radhana Swami was mentioning, Narad Muni, in the previous chapter, visited all the palaces of the Lord. And he is witnessing different kind of activities. But here, in relation to the worship and honoring the sages, I was just thinking, that in each and every palace, Krishna worshipped Narad Muni, offered him asan, washed his feet. He had all the reason to say, just now I have done this exercise in the next door palace. Here you just take a round, see the interior of my different palaces. But he worshipped in each and every palace to show this is the and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all our acharya. What? So this is the importance of sadhu sangha and the service to the sages. Then we come to another point of worshipping the forefather. This part of is not really so much discussed, but I really liked so simply Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in Krishna book how you can satisfy your forefather and demigod. Recently I was in Nasik for doing some Sraddha ceremony for my mother-in-law. There, on Pitra Amavasya, something. Sarva Pitra Amavasya, you're right. Sarva Pitra Amavasya, if you have done a Sraddha or Tarpan on that day, then you have done almost everything. But there was shortage of Brahmana performing this. There was shortage of Brahmana who can honor the Prasadam. There was the entire Godavari tat was filled. And when I read this purport of Srila Prabhupada, what does this tarpan means? Tarpan means pleasing the Lord. Tarpan means pleasing the forefather. How you can please the forefather? By being grateful to them. By thinking about them, thinking good about them, offering something to them, making something in their memory, and remembering them. This is what Krishna is doing. Remembering, doing tarpan for the father. It won't have to be done once on that Amavasya. Krishna is doing that on daily basis. It doesn't take long time to be grateful. It has been misunderstood that we don't believe in the Sraddha business. What is the Sraddha? What if you go to the entire process and hear what they say? It is about Vishnu, it's about Govinda, and it is about gratefulness to our forefather and nothing else. And this doesn't take more than 30 seconds or 1 minute when you close your eyes. Then speaking about the elders, Krishna is speaking about the elders and the Brahmana. Maharaj was just mentioned that how Tapan Mishra, son Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you look after your parents. And what happened? At the appropriate time, the parents themselves told, now you go to Puri. And the mother was looking forward how I can serve the Lord. So she prepared a special Bengali delicacies for the Lord. This is the instruction and this is the lifestyle. How even in our temple, how earlier the mindset of those who have dedicated their life in the service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath was different. And after coming in contact with His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's real teaching, they have started really from their heart, started respecting, worshipping and inspiring their parents. So this is what Krishna is talking about, worshipping the elders. What do we get when we come in association with the elders? We get guidance, we get blessings, and we get words of wisdom. Even if we are in opposite camp, the blessings will come. Bhishma Drona, Kripa, blessed Yudhishthir. Opposite camp, elders. And we have some demons, those who believed in blessing, Jarasandha. He was inviting thousands of Brahmanas to bless him. Though it did not work because he was talking, he was expecting blessing against the Lord. Also, Duryodhan was looking for blessing from Mother Gandhari. When we are in association with elderly person, when we want to get words of wisdom. Recently, I was also, previous to this visit, I was in Nasik, and his guest Shastakam Prabhu was mentioning that how he was so very irritated seeing the cow dung, gobar. But when his father explained to him the importance of the cow in our life and said, you know what is cow? If there is one person sick, has a disease in the family, mother cow goes for grazing and she eats only those herbs which are suitable to cure the disease of a person. When he heard this, his whole understanding changed. How compassionate mother cow is. She gives milk, she cures, and she is very dear to Krishna. And now, we all know how he has dedicated his life in serving Gopal. This is the power of elders association. Sometime they give us some simple instruction. When we are in elders association, simple instruction, they may say, if you buy all those things which you do not need, if you buy all those things you do not need, you may have to sell in future those things what you need. It may be hard at this time too, but these are words of wisdom. You got to be connected to listen to them. When we live with this elderly people, their lifestyle and their death also gives us the message. We got to be around. Otherwise, it is, again in Nasik, I was one person who is a vice chancellor. I'm forgetting his name. He was addressing the crowd and he spoke something about very, very profound. He said, my mother is a school teacher, was a school teacher, and I was a student of 6th standard. I was not a very good student, but in one subject I got maths, I got 100 on 100. So my mother was working in the kitchen, I went around and I said, see my mark sheet. The mother said, what is good? He wanted the mother to see a particular subject where he has got 100 on 100. The mother again saw the mark sheet and she was fine. So he had to tell her, Mom, I have got 100 on 100 on maths. Fine. Many people get. You know, in today's society, it will not be appreciated. You should encourage the child. Of course, you should. But word of wisdom is coming. You are not happy? Yes, I am happy. Later on, she told him, for me, your 100 on 100 will have some value when this piece you share amongst your 7 brothers. You know what was that? A mustard seed. What a profound teaching. That when you learn to share what you have, that is the day I would consider that you have got 100 and 100. This is the power of associating with elderly people. And so when I'm talking about life and death experience, it was 1980. We hear from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Prabhupada's books daily basis. Dukhesu anudigmana sukhesu bigatispara bhita rag bhaya krodha sthita dhira muni uchyate. Not elated when something great comes up. Not in anxiety when you lose something. No attachment, no fear, no anger. And this person doesn't exist. No. You try and see when you live with these type of people. In 1980, I will end after speaking this because the time what is given to me. 1980, I visited a house where 50-year-old lady lost her husband. And 6 months later, she lost her only son. And she has two daughters. One is 24 and another 22 to be married. Now, this is a great calamity. And when you are uneducated, when you don't have anything to look forward and what to do. And complaint to Krishna is only like this and nothing else. It may take a long time but I have to cut it short to say that I have been witnessing this lady for 35 years. Close family. My mother-in-law. No complaint when I'm saying I have seen no complaint in last 35 years. I never see her in an anxiety. No anger. And I was trying to see when she departed how she lived a life and how Krishna arranged that in Bhaktivedanta hospital, amongst the devotees chanting the holy name of the Lord for 2 hours, and she departed. So I was wondering that I was thinking that how, is it really possible that we get people those who have no fear, no anger, no attachment, no anxiety, no complaint to Krishna. And when I'm saying no complaint, means I have heard no complaint in 35 years. So when we associate with elderly people like this and when we see examined, we get inspiration. Yes, there is something like this. Even in devotee circle, even devotee family. And the last part is about the charity. Krishna on daily basis giving 14 lakh cows. The spirit is of giving. And in Pathmeda, we were visiting with His Grace Srinadji Prabhu and family and my family, and we were visiting, there were lakhs of cows. So I was sitting with one account in the head, and I wanted to understand how are they functioning. And I finally came on the bottom line. Where do you stand today? And how do you raise fund? And how? So he said, today we are in deficit of 14 crore rupees. That was quite alarming. About a lakh of cow. So I asked, how do you manage? Sometime there is a situation that we don't have fund. And if 15 days chara is about to get over,
So how do you manage, I ask? So we go to the donors, those who have given us in past, and beg them. And what do we beg them? We beg them, please give us loan, otherwise the cows will die starving. And we also know very well, and the donor know also very well, that they are not giving loan. But this is how those who believe in serving mother cow, they give for protection of the cow. So, if by these activities we get inspiration, the tarpan doesn't take more than 30 seconds. Pleasing the forefather, taking association from the elders, worshipping the sages and the brahmanas and the cows, all these activities are part of our daily life. In the spirit, in action, in help, whatever way we can in our capacity, that is the perfection of our life and following in the footsteps of the Acharya. I thank you all for your kind attention. Thank you very much.